So in terms of cloud, we've looked at cloud for the last 5 years. We've been working since 2012 with cloud vendors and with different opportunities to leverage the cloud. We've started with the public data and doing things with public applications and moving those to the cloud. We actually went live with our first application in the cloud at the end of 2012. Since then, we've been looking at other opportunities to increase the utilization, because what we found is the cloud is a platform that can scale to unlimited resources. The cost is exactly how much resources you use, and if you don't use those resources, or you stop using those resources, you don't pay for them. So as we've tried out different capabilities, as we turned on systems that only run once a month, we found that now we're only paying for the technology underneath, the infrastructure that supports those systems on a once a month basis, instead of having that infrastructure sitting in our data centers, mostly unused, except when we're using it. So we've looked at that opportunity, and we looked at the capabilities of that, and we started moving more applications to the cloud, really focused on data and internal and testing applications and data analytic applications. But now we've gotten comfortable enough with our progress and the platform, and we've also gotten comfortable enough that we can build more resiliency, more security, and more capability into the cloud platform than we can have in our on-premises data centers. We've also been working with our regulators and our supervisors and our customers, and we just recently put out a white paper that described our perspective on cloud to move the discussion forward and really pave the way and lay the groundwork to start moving our more critical transaction processing applications into the cloud. So we're starting to move forward on that program. We're starting to build the capabilities, the extra resiliency that the cloud brings the opportunity to implement, with the expectation that over the next couple of years, we'll be able to start moving really critical core applications out to the cloud. Certainly. So our credit default swap project is taking a warehouse, we call it the trade information warehouse, of credit default swaps that we built in 2006 on a mainframe. That was really an industry central ledger. Each firm had either paper or spreadsheets or their own ledger, and we created an industry central ledger. Now, more than 10 years later, we've been looking at a way of replatforming that and lowering the cost to the industry of having that ledger. And working with an industry group, we decided to implement it on a distributed ledger. We did a proof of concept of the technology, and it proved successful. We did an RFP and picked a set of partners to work with. And now we're deep into the implementation of that project. The goal is to basically replace the mainframe, eventually turn off the mainframe, and implement, go live on a distributed ledger platform inside of DTCC as a phase one, replacing the mainframe but keeping all of the existing interfaces so it's transparent to the industry. Firms can continue to submit and receive submit trades and receive output, and our regulators can continue to receive their output in the same way. Future phases are going to allow clients to take down nodes and DTCC to really set up a governance model that will allow us to be the adult in the room and make sure that the ledger is operating properly with integrity, that the right permissions and membership is rules are being adhered to, that if anything is going wrong in the network, we can isolate it and stop that problem, and that there is somebody ultimately responsible for the performance and integrity and ownership of the of that network. So that's what we're doing. We believe it'll bring a lot of optimization and simplicity and efficiencies. It'll lower their costs. It'll lower risk for the entire industry. We'll have a distributed shared ledger So everyone will have the same data, the same rules associated with that data, the same way of interpreting that data. They won't need to create their own stacks of information. We'll be able to provide regulators with their own nodes. So they will be able to have the data brought to them in a real-time manner, and we won't require every single participant to create their own set of reports for the regulators. We'll be able to provide that efficiency for the entire industry.